Friday the 6th of February, Yud Bei Shvat, Rabbi Shai Karlinsky. If we could witness Kriyas Yamsuf, would we be bigger believers in the Kaddish Baruch Hu?
Good morning. There is a sense that we have that if we could just see a few Nisim Gluyim, really irrefutable Nisim Gluyim, somehow or other it would enhance our emunah. And we need to ask why that's true. And usually it's because of insecurities. Either because way down deep we'd like to really be convinced that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. So if there would be some major inexplicable supernatural event, that would convince us. Or it's also because of our insecurity in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do a miracle for me, so that means he's really paying attention to me. But till then I'm always in the back of my mind worried that he doesn't really pay attention to me, and a miracle done for me would convince me of that. Since they both come from insecurities, we're supposed to try to overcome it, and we have to ask, what is the true role of the Nisim that we're told about in the Midbar? We had the Eser Makos, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, the Mon, the Be'er. So that's something that we're going to see in the Rambam in a minute. But first we have to realize that in this week's Parsha, we have the middle of three psukim that are basically completely redundant. Source number one, Sefer Shmos, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. This is when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Jewish people, to Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, and he tells them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered them and he's going to redeem them. Vaya'amein ha'am vayishmeu ki pakar Hashem es b'nei Yisrael v'chi ra'o et anyom vayikdu vayishtachavu. They believed Moshe. They believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to redeem them. Then we skip to our parsha, this week's parsha, Shmos, Perek Yud Dalet Lamed Aleph, as they finished Kriyas Yamsu. Vayar Yisrael et hayara gadol asher asa Hashem b'Mitzrayim. Vayiru ha'am es Hashem vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo. So we already have to sense that there's a bit of a redundancy because they already believed in Moshe. So what are they doing again believing in Moshe? And then we come to next week's parsha at Matan Torah. Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Tes, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hinei Anochi Bo Elecha Be'av He'anon, Ba'avur Yishma Ha'am Be'dabri Imach, that they should see me talk to you, V'gam Becha Ya'aminu Lo'olam, they're going to believe in you forever. Vayagid Moshe Es Divrei Ha'am, and Moshe told the Jewish people what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. So we have a third time that the Torah says that they're going to believe in Moshe. So what's this redundancy of Emunah in Moshe? So we're going to skip 4 and 5 for the moment and read the Rambam in Halacha 6, the Rambam's Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah Perakhes. Moshe Rabbeinu lo he'eminu bo Yisrael mivnei ha'osos she'osa. The default understanding is that Moshe Rabbeinu walks in, comes to the people, he starts doing the Nisim, he does the Makos, he takes them out of Mitzrayim, he does Kriyas Yamsuf. Finally we say, we see that this Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have sent him, because look at all of the supernatural events he's doing. Says the Rambam, lo he'eminu mipnei ha'osos. Why not? She'hamamin al pi ha'osos, when you believe in a Navi because of the supernatural events that he does, or any person that does supernatural events, yesh belibo dofi, she'efshar she'yase ot belat v'kishuv, way down deep. Right now, if I'll do a Nes Galui, I'll make the table float in the air. Just like that. And then I'll do another 6 miracles in a row. Everything you tell me to do, 6 Nisim Gluyim. Your first reaction is going to be, how did he do that? Right, what's going on here? Okay, whatever I'll do, you'll always in the back of your mind wonder, maybe this was done by magic, maybe this was done by some kind of an access to koichos that are not necessarily a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's going to be yesh belibo dofi. There's going to be a gnawing doubt in your heart. Is this really coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So then why did Moshe Rabbeinu do Nisim? So what was the purpose of the Nisim, says the Rambam? Ela kola oso she'osa Moshe b'midbar lefi hatzorech asa. They were only done out of practical necessity. Lo lahavi raya al hanevuah. It wasn't in order to establish his credentials as a prophet. This week's Parsha, the Egyptians were running after him, there was no choice, nothing to do, we're stuck. So he had to split the Yamsuf and drown the Egyptians, but it was all very pragmatic. Sarachnu lemazon, we're out in the desert, we have no food. Hori lano et hamon. So he has to bring down mon. There's no food, he can't plant trees. Small, we're thirsty, there's no water. Bakalahen et heaven. All of the miracles, says the Rambam, that happened in the Midbar were pragmatic. They were out of necessity. Kofru bo adas korach, bolo san ha'aretz. When Korach was making trouble, so he needed to get rid of them, so the ground opened up. V'chein shar kol ha'osos. So to all of the other miracles. Not all the Rishonim agree with the Rambam, but this is the Rambam's very strong position. All right, we're going to see it has some ramifications in a minute in the halakhos. So then, if you're saying that they didn't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because of the miracle, so then why should they have believed in him? What brought about their trust, their conviction that Moshe Rabbeinu was truly a Navi Hashem? Uvameh minu bo b'mamad har Sinai, at Sinai. What happened at Sinai is what gave the Jewish people the conviction that Moshe Rabbeinu is really a Navi Hashem, without a doubt. She'einenu ra'u v'lo zar ve'oznenu shamu v'lo acher, because our eyes saw and our ears heard, not through any intermediaries. Ha'esh v'hakolos v'halapidim v'hu nigashel ha'arafel v'hakol midaber elav v'anu shomim Moshe Moshe lech emor lohem kach v'kach. We witnessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicating to Moshe. That's what we saw at Sinai. We saw a communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe. V'chein hu omer pane b'fonim diber Hashem imachem. It wasn't with our forefathers, it was with us. We had personal recognition, we had a personal witness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with Moshe. That goes beyond any miracle, because on that, says the Rambam, in pulling back to the first part, we don't have that idea of Yesh Belibo Dofi. There's no gnawing doubt, what did he do? Did that really come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or did that come from somewhere else? Uminayin shema mar har Sinai levado hoya harayel inivu oso shehi emes she'ein bo dofi. And what proof do we have that that is the source of our conviction of Moshe's authenticity without any doubt? It says so in the psukim. Shenemar hine anochi boi lecha be'av he'anon ba'avur yishma ha'am bedabri imach. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to come down to you in the cloud, and the nation is going to see that I'm speaking to you. V'gam b'cha ya'aminu le'oilam. If you notice in source number 3, you go back and see source 3 and compare it to sources 1 and 2, there's one extra word in source 3. Each time, in the first two, it says that the Jewish people believed in Moshe. The third time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe they're going to believe in you le'olam, forever. How could he have such a conviction that they're going to believe in him forever? Shekodem davar zeh lo ha'eminu bo ne'emonus shehi omeres la'olam. Till then, it wasn't an eternal conviction because it was always subject to reevaluation. Ela ne'emonus sheyesh achrei hirhur u'machshava. How could it be reevaluated? And then the Rambam in the next halacha introduces the idea of another prophet coming and also making miracles. If the source of our conviction that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi Emes was miracles, and what we do what Moshe Rabbeinu said to do because he did miracles, so then another prophet could come along and do bigger miracles. Moshe Rabbeinu did 10 plagues, so we'll have a prophet come along and do 20 plagues. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu split Yam Suf, we'll have a prophet come and split the Atlantic Ocean. Oh. So now I see you're also a prophet. I see you also are able to do miracles like Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm going to listen to you. And then, of course, we come into the problem, and that's, let's see the Rambam quick. In source 7, we're going to just take a little, we're going to see a little part of it. Nimtza Omer. Let's take the underlying part at the end, and then we'll go back and just pick up a couple of other points there. Kol Navi Shiyam Orachar Moshe Rabbeinu. Any other Navi that stands after Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't believe him because of the miracles. Einanu ma'aminim bo b'nei ha'os levado, kidei shenomar im yase ot nishma lo l'chol ma sheyomar. And because you do a miracle, we'll listen to you. And because at the end of the day, a miracle alone has to give a gnawing doubt in your heart where it's coming from. So the question is, so why do we believe in any Navi after Moshe? Says the Rambam, because there's a mitzvah in the Torah to believe in a Navi who does miracles. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. What happens if that Navi is going to come along after he does miracles, and I believe in him, and now he tells me to change the Torah, and he does miracles to validate what he's saying? What does the Torah say I do? I execute him. And he's going to do big miracles, and he'll do miracles to prevent my execution, saying, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants you to change the Torah. And he does miracles to stop the execution. You have to keep executing, trying to execute him. Because the Torah says, now says the Rambam, that doesn't make any sense. He's doing as big miracles as Moshe. The only reason, says the Rambam, that we do that is because it says in the Torah to do that. And the Torah, we know, came directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we interpret what's happening as a test. So miracles only have significance once we understand that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we understand that it's working in some kind of a framework. Let's go just see the Rambam in the third line in source 7. B'zeh she'omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the middle of the line of the third line in source 7 against Halacha Beis in Yesodei HaTorah Perek Ches. V'zeh shomer l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tchilas nivuoso b'eis shenosan lo ha'otzos la'asoson b'mitzrayim. When Moshe Rabbeinu got the miracles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go to the Jewish people, here are some miracles to make the staff and do a couple of miracles so they'll believe in you. V'omru lo v'shamu l'kolecha, and God tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go do these miracles for the Jewish people, they'll listen to you. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's response? Lehem lo yaminu. They're not going to believe you. So there are a number of different ways to explain why not. The Rambam says very simple. You know why he said they're not going to believe them? Yadom Moshe Rabbeinu she'amamin al piosos yesh believe odofi. Because the Rambam knew, well, I'll do a few miracles for them. They're not going to believe me. They're going to say, how did you do that? Right? What sorcery do you have available? What magic did you just do for us? V'hoya nishmat mileilech v'omar hein lo ya'aminu li. So he didn't want to go. He said, they won't believe me. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do to convince him to go? These are the temporary miracles. This is just to get their attention. We'll do miracles, get their attention. Okay, but at the end, they'll come to Sinai, then everything will disappear. All the doubts will go away when you stand at Sinai. Skip one line. What's the true sign you will give to the Jewish people? This is in Parsha Shmos. What's the true sign that you're going to give to the Jewish people that I sent you? That's the true sign. So till then, there really wasn't an irreversible conviction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really sent Moshe. Okay, and then the Rambam in Halacha Gimel is the halacha about the Navi Sheker, and that's why we have conviction that the Navi Sheker is telling a lie when he tells us to change the Torah. Okay, because here's, take a look at the underlined, the last couple of lines that are underlined. Lo tishmael divrei ha-Navi hahu, you don't listen to the Navi with all of his miracles if he told us to change the Torah. Sharei zeh boi lecha b'osum ofeis l'hachish ma'asheris b'enecha. He's doing miracles to tell you to do something that you witnessed with your eyes is impossible. And therefore, since his miracle alone doesn't give us absolute conviction that he's telling the truth, it only tells us that we're supposed to listen to him because the Torah tells us to listen to him. So the only reason I listen to you from your miracles is because it says in the Torah to listen to you. But what you're doing is telling me to change the Torah, which says if you do that, I have to kill you. So even though you do miracles, I'm going to end up doing exactly what it says in the Torah, and I'm going to execute you. We saw it ourselves, and therefore we can't listen to it. And so we have two things here about miracles that are very important. The miracle alone doesn't convince us that the sign is really coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's such a thing as a test. And the whole idea of seeing miracles has to work in a context of already believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, if you're absolutely convinced, and this is basically if you listen to how atheistic scientists are talking today, basically what they're saying is, no, there's really nothing that we could discover that would ever convince us that the world has a creator. Because whatever we find, we'll understand that that's part of nature. In other words, what they're doing is they're assuming there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you assume there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no miracle in the world I can do to convince you. One cosmologist said, well, if I woke up tomorrow morning and saw a cloud formation spelling out, I am God, I am here, that might get my attention. But, you know, they'd probably find a way to explain that away else. Alright? So then where do we know? At the end of the day, it's only because of what we witnessed. Okay, we're going to go back to source 4 and 5 to elaborate on that a little bit, but first I want to just share with you how the Ramban takes basically the same principle as the Rambam. He has a similar philosophical approach. What is the source of our conviction for Moshe Rabbeinu? But he connects it to another aspect, another mitzvah. The Ramban in Sefer Dvarim, Perek Dalid, Pasuk Tes, also on Matan Torah, the second Luchos, in Bo Eschana. So there it says, Raki Shomer Lecha, you have to take heed, Pen Tishkach Es HaDvarim, lest you forget the things that your eyes saw at Sinai. Says the Ramban, Aval HaKosuv HaZeh Lefi Da'ati, Mitzvahs Lo Sase. It says, Hishomer Lecha Pen Tishkach. You have to take care that lest you forget what your eyes saw at Sinai. It's a negative prohibition. Hizir b'me'od. It's very strongly warned. Ki kasher omar shenizahir b'chol ha-mitzvos v'nishmor ha-chukim v'ha-mishpotim la-sosom. Of course, we're being commanded. You have to keep the mitzvot. You have to take care to make sure that you meticulously observe every mitzvah. What's missing from the commandment to observe every mitzvah? Chazar v'omar, then comes back to tell me another thing. Ani mazhircha me'od lehishomer v'lishmor atzmecha me'od me'od. I'm warning you very, very intensely. Lizkor me'ayin ba'u eilecha ha-mitzvos. Where did you get those mitzvos from? Where did they come from? What's the source of your conviction to keep the mitzvos? Shelotishkach, that you should not forget ma'amad har Sinai. Mikol ha-dvarim asher ra'usham einecha kolos lapidim. As kvodo, as godlo, you're not allowed to forget the Sinaitic experience, standing at Sinai, and all of the things that happened there. V'todia, and you're not allowed to forget it at the end of the line. V'todia kol hadvarim asheru einecha b'mamar anichbar ha'hu livanecha v'livnei vanecha ad olam. And you have to transmit your witness, what you saw at Sinai. You must transmit that to your children and your grandchildren till the end of generations. In Cain, Osu Atem Kacha Ve'al Tishkuchu Oso. You have to do this. In other words, the Ramban is saying that not only is there a mitzvah to keep the Torah, not only is there a mitzvah to transmit the Torah, there's a mitzvah to transmit how did we get the Torah. The source of our conviction that the Torah is true, and that was our own witness, that is also commanded to transmit to the next generation. And the Ramban continues, V'hine kodem sheyatzkir hadibro shenem rusham hizir b'mitzvas lo tasei shelo nishkach davar min ha-mamar ahu v'lo nisirei. Before we even got the Torah, if you read the psukim, the commandment was, I'm about to give you the Torah, make sure you transmit and never forget how you got the Torah. V'tziva b'mitzvas esei shenodia bo l'chol zareinu midor dor. And we are commanded to inform every generation how we got the Torah. It's not enough to teach the Torah. It's not enough to teach how to do the mitzvot. We have to know, where does it come from? Kol ma shehaya sham b'riya shmiya to'elus b'mitzvah zos gedolim. And there's a tremendous purpose in this mitzvah. And here the Rambam is going to come back, the Ramban is going to come back to connect it with what the Rambam says. It's very important that we have this mitzvah. She'im hayu divrei Torah boim eleinu mipi Moshe bilvad. If all you would have told your children is, well, we had a prophet, Moshe Rabbeinu, and he commanded us to do these mitzvahs, and that's why I'm doing it. Then apal pishenibu also nim anta ba'oso sumovsim. And the children will ask, how do you know he was a true prophet? And we're going to say he did lots of miracles for us. Im yakum b'kirbeinu novi ocholim chalom v'yitzaveinu behepech min haTorah. So then, if it's only because, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu was a very wise man, or Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do lots of miracles, so somebody else can come up in another generation, be just as wise, or do just as many miracles, he can bring a doubt into people's hearts. In other words, what we're doing is we're legislating here the stability of the religion. What is the source that we know that the Torah is true? It is nothing less than the fact that we stood at Sinai and witnessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving the Torah to Moshe and to us and to Moshe. Aval kishetagyeleinu haTorah mipi haGevura leOzneinu veEinenu haRoos ein sham emtzai. There is no intermediary. We had the first Dibros communicated directly to us, and we witnessed as HaKadosh Baruch Hu transmitted it, communicated it to Moshe. So then, nafkish kol cholik v'chol misapek. Then we v'nishakerot. So we are able to deny and know that any person who challenges the Torah is lying. Lo yoyileu os v'lo yatzileu moves. Even miracles can't undermine our conviction. Kal v'chomer philosophical arguments. Ki anachnu yodim b'shikruso. Because we know for sure that he's not telling the truth. We know for sure. Let's go back to source 4 just to round this out, because of course one of the thoughts is we weren't there. Right? So what exactly do we have conviction of? So says another pasuk in the Torah. Basically, in source number 4, in also in Perek Dalet, in Dvarim, pasuk Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, the Torah, the way Rav Shlomo Fisher, Shlita in Yerushalayim, once told us, phrased it to me, the Torah here is giving you a recipe to forge a religion. Anybody who would like to forge a religion, here's the recipe. Here's how to do it. Just say that the tenets of your religion were witnessed by 2 or 3 million people, and convince people that that's what happened, and then you can forge a religion. How many religions do that? None. The major religions have one person, a couple of people, in a dream, and a horse. You know, they came and they said, this is what happened. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, you could convince people that what you claim happened, happened. That's easy, even if it never happened. Who knows whether it happened. But to convince millions of convince people that millions of people witnessed it when they didn't, where have they been all this time? How come I'm only hearing about it from you now? Let's take a look at source 4 and see how that sounds. Kishal nali amim yishanim eshar yul fanecha lemin ayom asher ba'ol kim adam al ha'aretz lemikzei ha'shamayim dar kitzei ha'shamayim. When you are asked in future generations, haniyak hadavar gadol hazeh nishma kamohu, what do you mean? The God spoke to the people, and we have this Torah. Who says? How do we know? Well, did we ever hear Hashem Elokeinu Karas Imanu? I'm sorry, Hashama Am Kol Elohim Medaber Mitocha Eish Kasher Shamat Atov Ayechi. Did we ever have a situation where an entire nation had God speak to them, and then they walked away and went to tell the tale? Oh, Haniso Elokim Lavolo Kachas Lo Goy Mikerav Goy B'Masosu B'Ososu B'Mosim U'B'Milchama U'B'Yad Chazaka. Did we ever have a nation taken out from another nation with all these miracles in front of millions of people? That is the tradition. In other words, that's part of our conviction, is that our Messiah is that millions of people witnessed it, and that's been passed down generation to generation. If it didn't happen, you have to pick up where in history did that fantasy enter our consciousness. Right, that's all. When you go deeply into the source of our conviction of the Torah, it starts and ends with the fact that the millions of Jews stood at Sinai and communicated that generation after generation. And that's the implication of the Psukim Vayikra, Moshe al Kol Yisrael Vayomar Alem Shema Yisrael, the source number 5 in Perek Hay and Dvarim. Shema Yisrael asachukim v'samishpotim asher ani dover v'oznechem ayom ulamadetem osem u'shmartem la'asosam. You have to keep the mitzvos. Hashem Elokeinu karas imanu b'ris b'chorei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a covenant with us. Lo et avoseinu karas Hashem et ha'bris azos ki itanu anachnu elu po ayom kulanu chayim. The entire Jewish people had the covenant made. Ponim b'fonim dibir Hashem imachem b'har mitochayish. You witnessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicating with you, and that's how you know that the Torah is true. Just one other aspect of miracles. We like miracles. We just wish miracles. If there would be miracles, everybody would start believing. That's really what we keep. You know, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu just do a couple of big miracles, and all those people who are denying you will believe. So let's see, in this week's Parsha, there's a famous Medrash. Chaim Shmulevitz has an important shmuz on it. Right? It's on the Pasuk, Zeh Keli V'Anveil. So, of course, Rashi alludes, Rashi brings it also, the language, Zeh Keli V'Anveyu, what's the problematic word in that parsha? Zeh Keli V'Anveyu sounds like, you know, you talk about Zeh, the shtender, I could talk about the shtender Zeh, this shtender, as opposed to something abstract. Usually when we think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we think about it as abstract. It's not tangible. Zeh Keli V'Anveyu makes it sound tangible, as if HaKodesh Baruch Hu is tangible. Says the Medrash, Mechilta, it's also in the Yalkut, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Minayinat Omer, what is the source to say, Shero asa shivcha al hayam, mashalora yechezkel v'chol shar hanavim. A shivcha, a maidservant, just the simplest person who was standing there, saw things, saw spiritual attainments, received prophecy, received revelations that Yechezkel and all the other prophets didn't receive. What's the source for that? Shenemar, Uviyad HaNaviim Adameh. To the Neviim, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adameh, I appeared as like something. It's a like. It's not it, but it's like it. And by Yechezkel it says, Nitchu HaShamayim Ve'ereh Maros Elokim. A vision of Elohim. That's in contrast to what happened at Yam Suf, where it doesn't say a vision of God, and it doesn't say like God, but it says, Zeh Keli V'Anveyu. They saw it. It's an amazing thought. I mean, we don't even know what it means. They didn't see something like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So that's what happened at Yam Suf. Asks Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, so that means that we had, that the Shivcha on the Yam was greater than Yechezkel? Greater than Yeshayo Anavi? Well, how can we say such a thing? She says, of course not. Because what are we calling her? What are we saying she was? A Shivcha Al Hayam. She was a maidservant on Yamsuf. And what happened after Yamsuf? She didn't become a Yechezkel. She didn't become a Yeshayahu. She remained a Shivcha. How? What happened? So at the end of the day, this revelation, it's very nice, but it has to work within a framework. It has to be, the human being has to be at a level that they're capable of absorbing it. To come back to this idea of miracles. Tremendous miracles don't do anything if the person isn't tuned in to appreciate, to connect with the source of those miracles. The miracles aren't going to change us. We have to change ourselves first, then all of a sudden we become a receptacle, a vehicle for those miracles to accomplish something in the world. So that's raw shivcha al hayam mashalo roy cheskel ben buzi, but she remained a shivcha, says Rav Chaim, right? Because she didn't do the, we can't have this instant revelation. It's not stable. It's not long lasting. So when we talk about miracles and we talk about all the miracles in the desert and we talk about the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Nisim and the Kriyas Yamsu, and wow, if they had it so easy, if we would have that, there would be no problem, there would be no apikorsim, there wouldn't be no people who were lax in their mitzvot, everybody would be meticulous and we would be absolutely convinced, but you know, there's always a doubt in the back of our mind. So the sources teach us this exactly the opposite. Right? Certainly the Rambam has a radical position. The Rambam has the miracles were there done just there because they were necessary. They weren't there to convince us of anything. The source is our absolute conviction in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the truth of the Torah, which comes from the knowledge, the conviction that millions of Jews witnessed it, and everything flows from there. If we don't have that, so then everything else really just goes into different systems that is not really what the Torah intended. It's what the Ramban teaches us, why there's a mitzvah, not just to teach people how to do mitzvahs, and not just to teach people Torah, but there's a special mitzvah to teach people and to transmit to our children the source from which we know that the Torah is true, and that's part of a fundamental part of our education. Have a good Shabbos.